Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you look very marvelous. If I had some pictures, if I had people to have a camera in here. But hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? Just wonderful. Wonderful Friday. We're back after our 2-week hiatus. This is the Marvelous Radio Show. How's everyone doing right now? I hope you're doing great. I hope you're doing fine. I hope your bills are paid, especially your telephone bill. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead, speaking of telephone, let's go ahead and play this flashback hit from New Edition, Mr. Telephone Man.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That was New Edition. New Edition. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. And Ralph Tresvant. With their 1984 hit from their 1984 album, their second album, which was their self-entitled album, New Edition, Mr. Telephone Man. That was an incredible song. Matter of fact, it's hard to believe that 30 years ago this week, as a matter of fact, it was the day after the last day of school of my 10th grade year, June 1st, 1985, and me and my friends, a.k.a. the Crescent Crew, along with Calvin Zellner, one of my friends of mine, neighborhood friends that live down the street from me, all of us went to Henderson Stadium to be part of this lip-sync contest, to putting on the hits contest, where we were going against, we were competing against a whole lot of people all over Middle Georgia. Unfortunately, we came in third place, though. Yeah. We came in third place. Of course, the group that actually beat us was Wave Control, which was this breakdance group, now just all around talent show group that used to just kill the talent show talent shows all across the city. I mean, whenever there was a talent show, Wave Control was always there. Then 9 times out of 10, they would just beat the competition. And unfortunately, we were usually the me and my friends were usually the competition, or among the competition that they beat. You know. It's kind of a funny story, though. Funny story. Like, all of us, we all got, like, the phone receivers of our parents' phones, right? And we both came out on stage, you know, listening to this telephone man, doing our little moves. And we got this, there was this one dude, this guy named Reggie. He was, like, 6'11". He was nearly 6 feet tall, right? 7 feet tall, excuse me. Almost 7 feet tall. He's, like, 6'11", 6'11 and a half, right? And he played the telephone guy, telephone repairman. And we got, I don't know, man. I got my granddad's hard hat, right, and one of his old rotary phones that wasn't even plugged in, they didn't even use it anymore, and a big long screwdriver. And while we were dancing, lip syncing the words of Mr. Telephone Man, he's out there just sitting, just standing up there, just looking like, what's wrong with his phone? They talk about that, you know. He just, you know, basically like, pulling the phone apart and repairing it, putting it back together again, pulling it apart, putting it back together again, while we're singing our moves, singing our songs and stuff, and just scratching his head and everything, man. This is crazy. But I guess the judge is like, look, we don't need no freaking dramatization. Just sing the doggone song. Just lip sync the words to the song, excuse me. Sing the words to the song. We don't need any dramatization, no. This is not, you know, creative theater. Come on, this is a lip sync contest. But anyway, we came in third place. But the only good thing was that, you know, all of us, we divided five ways, actually six ways, because we each, it was like $100. We gave the Reggie, who played Telephone Man, a dollar of us each, so $5. He was able to go to the movies, and we had like $19. The rest of us had $19 apiece, which was just enough to give me my boom box, you know, give me a brand new radio, so I could do some mixes on the late night radio station. So, you know, so it was all. If you just tuned in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio, here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. Old DB here. I just want to apologize for the delay. We had some technical difficulties. Some stuff going on. I'll get into that later. But right now, let's get into the news. Yesterday, Delaware residents gathered at the state capitol yesterday to pay their respects to former Attorney General Beau Biden, Joseph R. Biden III, or Beau Biden, as he's been known as his nickname. Who was also the eldest son of Vice President Joe Biden, died of brain cancer this past Saturday at the age of 46. Beau Biden laid an honor in the state Senate chamber following a procession from Wilmington to Dover. Behind his black-draped casket was a Senate dais draped with a black bunting and decorated with white flowers. The casket was flanked by a black and white photo of Biden with his wife and children and Conspicuous Service Cross, presented to him posthumously Thursday for service in the Delaware National Guard. Governor Jack Markell led the tributes for Biden in a 25-minute service attended by state officials, lawmakers, and other dignitaries. Bo Biden's son, Hunter, and their daughter Natalie, clung to their mother, Hallie, and grandmother, Jill Biden, the second lady, during the service. The Biden family, led by Joe Biden, then stood in a receiving line, warmly greeting well wishes with hugs and handshakes, punctuated by both smiles and tears, as recorded harp music played softly in the background. The doors were open. Doors were then opened to members of the public gathered at Legislative Hall at the Capitol. Bo made Delaware a better place for us all, said Markell, Governor Markell, describing Biden as a dedicated public servant and a model husband and father. Colonel Ed Brand, the Delaware National Guard chaplain, said Biden's life was marked by many accomplishments between bookends of tragedy. Biden was 3 years old when he and his younger brother, also named Hunter, were injured in a 1972 car crash that killed their mother and infant sister. The crash occurred just weeks after Joe Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate. Bo Biden's life and political career was cut short by cancer, which first appeared in the form of a lesion discovered by doctors in 2013, 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, and 3 years after he suffered a minor stroke. Wow. In my eyes, he proved to be a public servant, not a politician, said former Delaware Chief Justice Myron Steele, who twice gave Biden the oath of office for Attorney General. President Barack Obama will deliver a eulogy tomorrow, Saturday, at Biden's funeral in Wilmington. So those who are in the Delaware area, please definitely check the time when the funeral of Bo Biden, the Vice President Biden's son, will be sometime tomorrow. I don't have a specific time, but those who live in the Wilmington, Delaware area, please check and find out. To the Vice President, our wishes and our tears and our prayers go to Vice President Biden, his son's family and children, and we're here for you. We're praying for you. And after a posthumous round of applause to Bo Biden for his service to his country, I want to give a moment of silence after the applause. Thank you for your service, Bo Biden. May you rest in peace. Some other news, I just want to get to our weather. This is especially important for our Central Georgia listeners. Of course, I hope you're having a wonderful time this beautiful Friday. Of course, the reason why I had to go on a hiatus, like I said in our last broadcast, which was on Sunday, I had trouble with the computer. The cord was just totally damaged, and I had to get a brand new one. Thank goodness I was able to get a new one, so I'm able to get into my computer and be able to get stories and get to our shows and be able to schedule our programming, which is the most important thing. If I can't do that, then we won't be on the air. And I just want to say thank you for your patience and your cooperation with us, and thank you for continuing to listen to us. Right now, it is, for our Central Georgia listeners, it is 85 degrees, nice, beautiful, sunny day. Beautiful sunny day, 85 degrees here in Macon, Georgia, with a high of 87 degrees and a low of 66. Rounding off the weekend, we have for tomorrow and Sunday is going to be all 90s. Today's up to 80s, but now it's on the 90s, totally other decade right now, for tomorrow, that is. For Saturday, the high is going to be 93 and sunny and a low of 69 degrees. And for Sunday, to round off the weekend, it's going to be 92 degrees for the high and sunny and a low of 68 degrees. For the beginning of the new week, upcoming week, it's going to be totally different than it's going to be a 180 for this weekend. For this brand upcoming week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, for our Middle Georgia listeners, please, please, please get your umbrellas and your galoshes handy because it's going to be some rainy. It's not going to be hard rainy. It hasn't been going on somewhere near Texas and all and during the Great in the Great Plains area in America, but definitely have your umbrellas ready. So, you know, just letting you know you've been forewarned. I don't want anyone catching pneumonia on my watch. You know what I mean? So, enjoy the sunlight while you can. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Also, it's 5:27 right now. If you just got into the news, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show broadcast brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. You hear the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. And some other news, of course, recently, some other news, and I know a lot of people have been talking about this, has been trending, has been buzzing all over the place. All over the place. Of course, you know, Bruce Jenner is no longer Bruce Jenner. He's no longer known as Bruce. He's now known as Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner. Which I don't have a problem with. The only problem that I have is, like, why does he spell his name Caitlyn with a C instead of a K? I mean, that's all I'm saying. I mean, he is married to a Kardashian. Well, was married to a Kardashian. I guess because since he's divorced Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, I guess he's no longer Kardashian. I guess he didn't have since he has a new identity, he's no longer married to Kim's mom, Kris Kardashian Jenner. I guess he just go and spell it with a C instead of a K. I guess that's his way of defiance or something. You know, I guess, you know, call it what you will. But the thing is, I'm surprised is, I mean, you can do it. I mean, he's a grown man. He can do what he wants. Well, he's a grown adult. He or she can do what she wants to do. But the thing is, why you wait till you're 65? I mean, you know, I would at least, I mean, if I would have changed my gender, I would at least wait till I, you know, at least while I was, you know, in my 30s or something like that, you know, 20s or 30s, so I'd be able to get some free stuff, you know, free drinks, free meals, you know, go to ladies' night, you don't have to pay. No, but, you know, the most ironic part about this whole thing is I'm surprised many women are supportive of it. The thing about it, Bruce, I know it's an old habit. I know it's not exactly going from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali, but, I mean, yeah, it's going to take a while for me to go from Bruce to Caitlyn because for 40-plus years I've known Bruce Jenner. I knew him as Bruce, not as Caitlyn. I only know him as Caitlyn for about a week, you know. But it's going to take me a while. Okay, but Caitlyn, though. It's kind of strange, though, that a lot of women have been supportive of, considering the fact that he kind of looks better than most women. I hate to say it. Caitlyn looks good for a 65-year-old woman. I mean, come on, how many 65-year-old women look like that? If you've seen the cover on Vanity Fair, it's like, man, I know, it's like, I know some people 65 years old. Phoenix is not supposed to look like that. He's 65. 65-year-old women don't usually look like that. And I know it is not from eating Wheaties. I know that for maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know, but you know, hey, you do you, Caitlyn. You know, you do what you got to do. You grown. You do what you want to do. But hope you live your life. I hope you're satisfied with it and be happy with it because you only have one life and do it with the best you can. You know, if you could live it the way that you did when you were in your former life trying to get the gold medal for the decathlon, then hey, I got number love for you, Caitlyn. Just keep doing what you want to do. It's your life. It's your choice. So just do it the way you do it. Do it to the hill. Of course, the French Open is still going on right now. It's getting into sports. It seems that Serena Williams is going for her 20th her 20th chance, her 20th Grand Slam for the final, I think sometime, I think tomorrow, Saturday. She's going to go, she's going to make it, she's made it into the French Open finals. So this will, she's going to try to go for her third French Open title on Saturday, and which will be only two away from Steffi Graf's record 22 titles, which is the most Grand Slam championship wins in the Open era. And I'm just trying to go, I mean, hey, I'm going to go for, I guess I'm just going to go for Serena. I mean, she does what she and her sister. Whenever I hate to say it, I mean, call it personal bias, but whenever somebody black is, you know, is in the news and he or she's not robbing anybody and it's positive, hey, I'm going to go for it. I'm just going to root for him. I'm going to root for him or her. And you keep on doing what you're doing. I hope, I mean, this is supposed to be your, this, if you win it, this will be your 20th Grand Slam title. So hope you make it. Hope you keep on keeping on, sister girl. And also coming up, this also this weekend, you have the 2015 Belmont Stakes preview. And American Pharoah, who recently won the Preakness race and the Kentucky Derby, he's going to be ready. He's going to be in the Belmont Stakes. And the question is, will American Pharoah, who just recently won the Kentucky Derby and the one other horse race, the big race, will he be able to win the Triple Crown? Only we will find out sometime this weekend. So hopefully our fingers crossed or our hooves crossed for American Pharoah. For the Stanley Cup Finals, looks like it's going to be, it's definitely against the old school versus the new school. The Chicago Blackhawks, who won last year's Stanley Cup, going against the young ruffians, the Tampa Bay Lightning. Well, looks like they're pretty much got their hands full so far. Chicago Blackhawks leads the series so far, 1-0. In game one, which was this past June 3rd, Chicago Blackhawks beat Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1 in game one. Game two is going to be June 6th, which will be tomorrow at 7:15 p.m. The game be 7:15. Game two is going to start. Is going to be shown on NBC and CBC, EA Sports. Just want to let you all know about that. And somebody picked the wrong crazy telemarketers. They picked the wrong time to be calling me at this time. Anyway, like I said, Chicago Blackhawks have the lead in the Stanley Cup Finals, 1-0 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. They won 2-1. Game two is going to be playing at Tampa on June 6th, which will be tomorrow, 7:15. It will be shown on NBC, CBC, and TVA Sports. Game three will be on June 8th, which will be sometime Monday. Game three will be on Monday at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Network, CBC, and TVA Sports. That's, game three is going to be at 8 p.m. at Chicago. So we'll see what happens there for the Stanley Cup Finals, NHL Finals. For the NHL. Also, just want to tell you basketball. The finals. We got some new people. We got some new blood. We got we have the Cleveland Cavaliers. Cleveland Cavaliers to making it versus the Golden State Warriors. The first time they ever been in 40 years. How about that? How about give them a round of applause? We got some new blood here. It was good. I mean, this LeBron has been in the finals 5 years in a row, though. He's hoping to get his ring, first championship to Cleveland, or championship for Cleveland for the first time in 50 years. You know, I know how it is because Atlanta, I mean, we got just that one World Series championship, you know, 20 years ago back in 95. You know, at least we did get a championship in 1995, in the 90s. But, you know, unfortunately, they came a little short, even though, despite LeBron James reaching 44 points in the whole game, this plus taking it to overtime, because in the regulation they were tied at 98. Unfortunately, the Golden State Warriors got the upper hand over LeBron and the Cavaliers, and they took the first game. They took the first game over the Cavaliers. They won 100-108 in overtime. So, game one, the Golden State Warriors have the lead right now, 1-0. They have the series NBA Finals 1-0 over the Cavaliers with a score of 108-100 in overtime. Game two will be, Sunday. I think it's Sunday. I may have to check that out. I think it's sometime Sunday, ABC. So definitely check your local listings, see what's in your area. So it's going to be a really good, exciting game. People are going to have their face glued to the seat. But I know, like I said, I want to apologize for starting the show late. The only reason why I started late because it was, it was Happy National Donut Day. That's, yeah. I'm serious. You know? Yeah, it was Happy Donut Day. Don't believe this was in the news. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you right now as our way to end the show. There's a whole lot of happy on the way. This first Friday in June 5th this year, is National Donut Day. It was started by the Salvation Army in Chicago in 1938. The day honors the group's donut lassies who served treats and provided assistance to soldiers on the front lines during World War I. And this isn't confused with National Donut Day, which is in November and celebrates the actual food. Donuts have been around long before the First World War, and we have the Dutch to thank for them. The Dutch would make oliekoek, which translates into oily cake. Ew. The first Dutch donuts didn't have a hole, but they were fried in hot oil, and the dough was sweet. It wasn't until 1847 that the hold-out donut that we know and love today appeared. Wow, since 1847, almost 170 years ago. Wow. Hanson Gregory, who was 16 at the time, claimed the credit. Think of donuts with a raw center. He used a pepper pot to punch out holes to help his donuts cook more evenly. By 1920, Adolf Levitt, a Russian living in New York, invented a donut machine. 13 years later, donuts were proclaimed the quote-unquote hit food of the century of progress by the World's Fair in Chicago. Now, that's something you don't hear about every day, right? You know? And speaking of which, it doesn't matter where you get your donuts from, as long as you get it. I got mine. I went to Krispy Kreme. I mean, Dunkin' Donuts had a thing, too, also for Donut Day, you know, where you get a free donut with a purchase of a beverage. But since I was short on change, I went to Krispy Kreme and just got the free donut out and out, right? I got the lemon pie. I got the lemon cream pie donut. It looks very delicious. I can't wait to dig my teeth into it right after the show, that is. I'm going to have some of that. And if you do get enough time, if they haven't ran out of donuts, go, please, don't walk. Run. Drive, fly to your nearest Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donut place to get yourself a free donut today. You only get one, and only today. So definitely get it while you can. So right now, I'm going to dig into mine as I close the show with another classic song by New Edition, My Secret. Did you get it? Did you get it? Did you get it yet? Did you get it? Matter of fact, did you get your donuts? You better go get them while they still got them. Go get them. It's pretty much the end of the show. So go ahead. After the end of the show, go ahead and get your donuts. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of the show, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a great day. Have a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Take care, everybody. I'm going to eat this donut. Close the show with no addition. Take care, everybody. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to
this, but tell me what they do. The bottom that can play is that one more clue. I see you.